Hey, we got Pete from Settlers Co-op on the line here with us today. How you doing, Pete?
Good, Adam. Nice to talk to you again.
Well, last time we talked to you was a week ago, and you were headed to the tournament, the Ice Fishing Derby up in Big Bay on Lake Independence. So wanted to hear how you did, first of all.
Well, we did real well. We caught a lot of fish. We had a good time. The conditions were a little tough.
Well, that's an understatement.
That's what happens when you go ice fishing. You know, you can't, Mother Nature, she can be cruel sometimes. But getting back to the fishing was wonderful. I know I listened to Joe Cram on the next day when you talked to him, and we felt the same way. It was the best fishing we've had at that tournament for a long time. We caught all species, and it was fun despite the weather.
Well, that's good to hear. Could you tell us what the hot bait was?
Little minnows again in the jigs.
Okay.
That was what we had our most luck on. We tried other things. We tried plastic. We threw a bunch of stuff at them, but we had the most luck with the little minnows and jigs.
Just small fatheads then?
Yeah, small fatheads is what we were using. So. But
all right.
We had fun, and and we missed some big fish out on the tip-ups. I know that a couple of them were northern, but that's what happens. That's why they call it fishing, not catching. So.
Well, let's talk about what's happening on the western end of the UP then. Of course, I want to let you know that we talked to Bear at Bear's Nine Pines Resort on Monday, and he said things have been kind of slow on Lake Ogibek, but still waiting for the perch fishing really to pick up.
Yep, that's the impression we got too. I was around the lake this week. We have a tournament coming up on the 5th on the south end, and I just wanted to see what everybody was doing, and that's pretty much what everybody is saying. They're waiting for the perch to light up, but it certainly has been slow, and conditions are still some slush out there, so it's kind of tough.
Well, that was one of my next questions. I guess let me finish up, first of all, with the perch. I mean, are you seeing any fishermen out by Porcupine Point now, or where are they targeting? Deeper water, 20, 25 feet?
Yep, absolutely. You'll see them out there, and they move. You know, of course, they start first thing in the morning, and they're in Bingham Bay, and they're also out in front of Ogibek Lodge down on the south end.
Okay.
Is always a good spot to hit for perch. And like I said, the guys over in Marinesco that notoriously worked at south end are still waiting for the big bite to start. So it's been slow.
Well, we'll pick this back up with Pete Sorrell from Settlers Co-op in Bruce Crossing and get into the walleye fishing, the ice conditions, and other bodies of water like Crooked Lake and Waters Meet and Lac Vue d'Isere. So stay tuned for all that in our next Outdoor Report later on this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.